We reached agreement for a very cooperative, productive five-day session next week. As you know, when we left here in regular session, we left with an unbalanced, unconstitutional budget. Technically, I could have done all that was necessary by cutting funds elsewhere to make up for the $57 million that the legislature chose not to fund. But I didn't think that was the right thing to do. I don't think it was a responsible thing to do. And now I believe we're doing the right thing with bringing everyone back. It's unfortunate that injured defense funding bill got caught up in everything else in the last few days of the session. I hope our General Assembly will take that as a lesson to move along in a more orderly way in our next session, move important things along, and get them out of the way before the frenetic and frantic last hours as we had this last year. We're going to come together next week. I've been in discussions with the Speaker and the Chief Justice, and we are going to pass a bill that will, I think, meet the needs of the people of Georgia, meet the funding that was left unfunded in the budget, and more importantly, do it in a fiscally responsible way. I know many tried to cast this as a contrast of division of powers. It was never about that. It was about doing the state's business in a fiscally responsible way through all three branches, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch. And I believe we've come to a great agreement on that. The agreement is in a bill form. It's drafted, and it reflects what our counsel, Harold Melton, has done a wonderful job in working with the House on that. Rebecca Sullivan worked throughout the session in the last days, and Joy Hawkins has worked as well as Robert Highsmith. These people have put countless hours into this effort of trying to get what we wanted all along, fiscal responsibility, in a manner that we can go forward with. We have essentially birthed a new agency in Georgia with the Public Defender's Council and assuming what is a constitutional role in public defense for the state. As you may suspect, these agencies have a tendency to grow. And the Speaker and I both had concerns that it would grow, overgrow. And we both wanted some provisions that would allow us to have fiscal responsibility over that. In light of what else I found in the judicial budget over the years, I was absolutely convinced that I was not going to let this agency get out of control and take precedence over other important things that we must do in the state, like education, Medicaid, and other issues. So what this bill does is three things simply. It caps the amount of money that can be provided to this agency to the money that was collected in the fees and fines from the previous year. So there's a cap. It provides the governor's office an early review of the Defender's Council budget before it's finalized by the judicial branch. Even after the budget's finalized and incorporated as a part of the judicial branch budget, the governor will have the opportunity to comment further on the final budget in his budget report to the General Assembly. It also strikes a delicate balance in the appointments to the oversight committee that was created in this legislation, three by the House, three by the Senate, and a member of the House and Senate appointed by the governor. But most importantly, I think, in candid and frank conversations with the Chief Justice, we have reached an agreement that the budget that he will submit to the state will reflect a budget that closely mirrors appropriations with appropriate growth there, that will reflect the needs of meeting our judicial needs without an overage. This agreement has come, as I said, through good faith negotiations between our team and the House, and my conversations with the Speaker, with the motives being the same, and the Chief Justice recognizing that we all three branches need to live within our means. The families of Georgia expect us to do that. That's been my theme since last fall. And not only should the executive branch, the legislative branch, it's our expectation that our judicial branch will also live within its means, understanding the fiscal realities of where we are and the financial capacity that we have as a state, and presenting a budget that reflects that. So I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic, and I think everyone wants to believe that this will allow us to have the shortest session in history, 5 days, which is the legally minimum number of days that we can meet. and come to an agreement, pass that bill, balance the budget, and go home. So I'm looking forward to that, and I know you all are as well.